Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paula Price Show, where you can experience revelatory teaching, get answers to your questions, and receive powerful prayer. Tune in now and get ready for an exciting time of encouragement and transformation. Welcome your host, Dr. Paula Price.
It is yet another beautiful Thursday here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dr. Price, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Well, I'm glad to be here today, and you're right, Thursday is beautiful. You know, Ashley, we've been talking about how the sun seems to shine for us every Thursday. I thought it was interesting last week, though, that it shined until we ended the show, and then we remember we got that overcast and we got a storm, but we still had that window of God smiling on our Thursday show. So I want to welcome everybody here, and certainly, I think God has a great show planned for you. We've been busy, Ashley, haven't we, here in Tulsa since Tuesday? Yes, since Tuesday. We've been busy Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, you are apostling your apostles here this week.
I am, and I'm having a blast. We have our class of apostles that flew in for our executive apostleship retreat training, and it has been amazing. I prayed that when they got here that each one would meet Jesus the great apostle. And one of the reasons that I said that is because, you know, we act like Jesus does not occupy all five offices or all three stations, depending on what passage of scripture we're talking about. We act as if he doesn't, that we only know Jesus, the great shepherd of the flock, and maybe the bishop of our souls. But before those two manifestations came, we had to know Jesus as God, first of all, as Yahweh, Jehovah. And then when he came to the planet, he came as the great prophet. That's the first human manifestation we had of the Son of God when he incarnated and came to the planet, came as a great prophet. And then we find out, because the first thing he did after announcing himself and getting people accustomed to the fact that he's going to be around a little bit in ministry, was establish his 12 apostles. So we then began to meet him as the apostle. You know, it's funny how people say, I don't really know what an apostle is, but Jesus came to model it. And then he had these 12 people, again, model it and watch us train them. But that's what we've been enjoying this week. We've been enjoying Jesus, the great apostle, the apostle of our profession. I love how Hebrews says that, the apostle of our profession, not just our confession. And, you know, we have a lot of mixed thoughts on it, but I like to think that since it is an office and since it is an official service for God, it is wonderful to know that we have a model, Jesus Christ, our apostle of our profession, how we carry out the king's business. So that's what we've been doing. Ashley, have you been enjoying it? Because, you know, you've been sitting in some of those classes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have been in some of the classes, and I have definitely been enjoying it. Your ability to bring what most people consider a non-definable office, really, because we've been taught to believe that about apostleship in particular, and you bring that clean-cut, clear definition of apostleship that is immediately understandable.
Yeah, I've had fun with it, and I have to tell you, I'm surprised at how much God wants to say. I mean, he has definitely elevated my teaching to a whole other dimension. Hey, Ashley, like, we needed that, right? But anyway, we got it, and I've been enjoying the apostles that came in. They are wonderful people, so this has been great, and I hope that all of you all who are listening will join us when we do this again in the spring, because we will be doing it in the spring around early April, so you can start marking your calendar either the last week in March or first week in April. Mark your calendars. You want to be a part of this. There are things that God says in these closed sessions that you won't hear in a public venue or a public forum. But actually, moving on, don't forget, everyone, if you're in the Chicago area, I will be in Chicago next week. We start, isn't it the third, Ashley, that we start, the third through the sixth or something like that?
Thursday in the evening.
So join me there if you're in that area. If you can drive in, join me over there at Antioch Christian Assembly with one of my beloved daughters, Apostle Nona Parker, who is holding, she is joining Apostle Raphael Robinson and doing this Chicagoland Summit. I love the name of it. I really do. So I'm going to be there, and we have a great few days of apostleship encounters and events planned for you. So join me. I will be there. If you need information, go to my website. And, of course, you can always call our office, 877-419-1299, and you can say, hey, tell me a little bit more about that. But join me. I would love to meet you. Now, this is not a casual invitation. I would love to meet you, to greet you, to just connect with the people that I've been talking to every Thursday. So don't forget, that's where I'll be next week. Meet me there. Now, Ashley, we have a short church show today because we want to get back to our session. So we have a very short show today, and so I'm going to just take 5 minutes to just tell you what the emphasis of God is. You know, week after week, we're talking about your success. We're talking about what God is doing. We're mentioning how God is feeling and how he wants to develop us. And, you know, because we're the church and we think of things as difficult and think of most things as chastening, I want to clarify something. I felt a need to clarify something. And that is, you know, God is looking to conform us to his image and likeness so that we can have unimpeded victory and unhindered triumph in him. There is not, it's always about some secret or hidden sin that we have going on. I'm sure of us. You know, there's none righteous, none not one. But God's bigger picture for you, and keep this in mind this week, God's bigger picture for you is that you know him and that you relate to how he learned to triumph, how he learned to endure, how he mastered it. God's Bible is literally his record of his conquest over, first of all, his personhood, his being, and then his productivity, what he produced, brought into existence, and all of the things that he discovered. He said, guys, I'm going to do this. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make a family. We're going to put them on a planet, and this is what we're going to do. Since this worked out so well for us, we're going to give them an opportunity. And so we have a discussion going on in our organization about, you know, always the free will and all of those kinds of things. But God wants us the highest level. He wants us to attain the highest level of achievement, and that is our ability to make good judgments for ourselves, our self-government, our ability to choose life because we know it's the better choice, and to choose the things that make for life. So when we talk with you, and I'm talking with you on Thursdays, or we're discussing what we do on Tuesday nights, and when we discuss our assessments, it's about sharing with you what God discovered makes for success. God is always about your good, but he's about your success. He's about you bearing fruit. And we use that. What is success? Success for God is you overcoming odds and obstacles to achieve what he called you to achieve, to produce what's in you to produce, and to prosper and in his kingdom and profit others. Those are the things that God wants. God is always about the greatness in you coming out to benefit him and your community, him and your family or whatever. Every one of us are born with something great, and I mean that greatness has got to come out. And sometimes we need to recognize that there are rules or practices or habits that we need to develop and cultivate to assure that we do it. Our success does not have to be a fluke. It can be something we live out every single day. And so when we have these discussions and doing the counselings and asking the questions, none of it is about being about criticizing. None of it is about being contemptory or corrective only. It's really, it's certainly not chastisement because we all need, you know, we need to visit the throne of grace and then go through the mercy well. But this is about sharing with you what God knows makes for success. You know, when we have money problems, then that means that we've gone awry of a success tip or habit. Maybe we have a thought line that we need to correct. And sometimes we're blind to it. And these calls are to help you tap into those blind spots, whether they're caused by family, friends, upbringing, education, culture, leadership. It doesn't matter. But these calls give you an opportunity to say, you know what? I'm cutting it off here. The past is the past. The dead is gone. And now I'm going to learn how to turn all of the adversity that I've had into achievement. and all of the troubles that I've had into triumph. That's what this is about. So please, when you call in, let's understand I'm linking up with you for us to make things happen in your life, because I'm telling you, every one of us has an abundance of treasures and talents in us that God is waiting to get out to the world, however big our world is or however small it may be, but to get out to benefit someone else. And when you achieve and you succeed in the name of your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, you let everybody know not only is he still alive and reigning, but God produces good stuff. And sometimes our stuff needs, our methods need to be improved so that our stuff gets better. That's what I wanted to share today, Ashley, before we took the call.
Well, I think that's very inspiring and always very timely, you know, to be reminded that God's bigger picture is about his conquest, and that our bigger picture should be about our conquest, not getting stuck in, well, where we're stuck, and not getting stuck in where we've been, but saying, okay, how can I press on? I like how you said that our success does not have to be a fluke. And sometimes I think maybe people are afraid to push for success because they're more afraid of the potential failure than the actual success or the lessons learned along the way.
Yeah, I know I was way back in time until I realized the failures were my greatest lesson and my greatest resource. You know what my failures are? Now my library of wisdom. All of the things, I now know what doesn't work, and now know for things I'm going in, well, that won't work, went right into my library of wisdom. I have, now my failures have become, Ashley, you're going to like this, my FAQs. Okay, why am I constantly, okay, let me go into my database. Oh, yeah, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. Oh, well, this is why that happened. Okay, well, I need to make these adjustments. When you are becoming a self-governed, thinking, independent individual, you begin to explore and probe your thought line, your decisions and all that with a different goal in mind, not to destroy yourself, not to take yourself out of the running, but to actually to correct and perfect what's holding you back, to remove the impediments, the hindrances, and all of those kinds of things that are known to crop up. So I want everybody to think differently this week. You are going to be a person who is committed to your own success, and you're going to confront bluntly and honestly, as candidly as you possibly can, all of the things that get in your way. There are things that pop up every cycle, things that happen, friends that come out of nowhere just when you're about to make a breakthrough, all of those kinds of things. And you're going to literally save them in your own wisdom library. And you're going to go to those archives and say, you know what? I know this. I recognize this. Because once you can recognize your barriers, you can defeat them. So that's what I wanted to share today, Ashley. I thought this was a good time to do that.
Very good. You know, I'm always excited to get some wisdom.
Well, let's get a call since our time is so short. Who do we have on the line today?
We have Julian on the line, and he is calling in today from Illinois, where you will be next week. And he is calling for divine direction and open doors. Julian from Illinois, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you.
Well, bless you, Julian. Thanks for calling. I'm happy to talk with you today. I hear you're asking about divine direction. What is that about? What's motivating that request?
I believe God has really taken me to a new place in Him, and is somewhat unclear in the Bible plan that He will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. And what I'm seeking more so is for just, you know, more so divine, clear directions as to where to go, how to do it, and how to execute. More so the counsel of God in this season for my life and how He will actually take me from point A to Z.
Okay, so are we talking ministry? Are we talking business and career? Are we talking family and friends? What are we talking?
Ministry.
What's really on you?
Ministry-wise.
Now, are you in the church right now, Julian?
Correct, yes.
Good. And so are they using you now?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because what I see for you is you're coming into a window of breakthrough on so many fronts, and it's hard for you to wrap your head around this breakthrough, because there are things that you say, God, I thought it was going to happen. This one said that, that one said the other, and it didn't turn out that way. But God said for you, you've been on a training plank, not even a path. I see you on a plank, a wooden plank, and God has been getting you used to walking out on the ledge and walking on the edge and giving you sure-footedness. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, I want to give you sure-footedness in your thoughts and in your thinking, so that you know whether I have you walking on air or walking on stone, I've got you. And he wants you to recognize, I've got you. So that's the first thing. I don't know if you've taken our assessments, but I do suggest that you take it, because no matter what prophecy I give you, it's nothing like seeing what comes out of you being put on paper in an objective format. So I suggest you do that. Just go to my website and do it. The other thing, though, I want to get back to, God says that you are in a season of breakthrough. Now, I know you're talking about ministry, but business is coming up to me a lot about you right now, that there are some business ideas and some efforts and attempts that you made a while back that you've abandoned or that you have completely lost hope in. God said to tell you, in your entire life, you're going to have to sit down, and I think you're going to get an opportunity to do it in the next 3 weeks, and evaluate your life cycles. Your life goes into specific cycles, repetitive cycles, where you have to plant. When God tells you to plant, you've got to plant. And then you've got to sow where he tells you to sow. And then you have to serve where he tells you to serve. And you are that person that God abruptly, you can get right nestled in. This is working. I mean, oh, my gosh, this is fine. I'm happy. God, finally, I found my place, my niche. And he will abruptly pull you out and put you someplace else, because you are a walking treasure of kingdom deposits and resources for the Lord. Ministries will be looking for you as you get older in this thing. And I say as you get older, not age-wise, but in this new track that God has you on. But the thing that God wants you to realize is that whether it's a narrow plank or whether it's a lark, or like I said, you're flying in air, he said, I've got you. And this is not something new to you. This is something that goes back even to your childhood. I'm looking into your childhood, and I see, again, you have these unique, uncanny sense of timing and opportunity. But the thing that God has been looking for you to master is follow through, finishing to give him the end product. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
And so you have ideas that you haven't developed, because somehow or another you get fired up to get started, but then you look for affirmation of people to try to understand the unique things that you're doing, and that you don't get it. And you don't get it, and you begin to second-guess yourself. This time, God said, 2014, I want you to mark this, but I said it, you're going to get delivered from second-guessing yourself. And he's going to give you signs and tips to know when he's talking to you, when to go, when to stay, when to move, when to wait. And that's one of the things that you're going to get, because you have, God is telling me that you have an apostolic ministry in the making. Now, it's very, I don't care if you're doing it or not, what God wants to do is very infantile in you right now. You're kind of like Paul. For the first 3 years, he's like, boom, and then now God's ready to send you on to Damascus for him to refine it. You have a very entrepreneurial perspective on life and a lot of ingenuity that's not tapped into. My prayer for you today is that God gives you a mentor, connects you with a mentor,
yes,
that goes,
yes,
beyond the obvious in your life. You have so many things that you can do that people deplete you because you have so many obvious abilities. But you right now need that kind of, you know, like in music, you need that maestro who's going to ignore all of that and put you through the process for the best of you, for the hidden riches and those gemstones in you to come out. And you are a guy that's easily exploitable because you can do so many things, and because you're willing, because you love the Lord, and you have a passion for his heart, his house. So one of the things that I'm praying is for you to tap into a business mentor, someone who's going to help you produce economically, because no matter how much you want to work for ministry, your soul is built to have a certain, a certain reinforcement from your economic stability. You need that. You need your economy to work. you need to know that you're producing things to take care of your life. And as much as you want to serve God, you would do better between what I'm hearing from God and what I'm seeing in your book, you would do better to get connected with a responsible and an integrous Christian business more than ministry right now. And I cannot say all of the reasons why, but I do know that God has business for you more than anything, and that there's a plan that you're supposed to produce, and there's a group that you're going to connect with who are going to see to it that this economy that you've been dreaming since, I mean, I'm looking at 18 years. I'm still trying, 18-year-old, I'm trying to do this. You are a visionary, and God wants you to really connect. I'm praying for you to connect with that mentor who will tap into all of these things and pull all of these pieces that I've just unfolded about you together in a track of, that will get you to your destination.
Amen. Amen.
Does that make sense
yes.
to you, sir?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, doctor.
That's what I pray for you. And I'm really praying. I don't know where you go to change. This is casting no aspersions on your pastor. But from what I can see from where I'm sitting in the spirit right now, you have very effective leaders. They're very effective. But that it has to do with what God wants you to do. And you are not getting discovered for where he needs you to go in entrepreneurially. Is that answering anything for you, my son?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm praying for. So, God, I'm going to pray for him right now. God, I'm asking you to connect him with the business mentor and the entrepreneurial mentor that he needs. God, he needs someone who appreciates innovation and who will even face off with him when he's holding on to things that should be let go or he's not wanting to push to the next level. God, you know who this person is. He wouldn't have called me if it wasn't so. So I'm thanking you, God, that this person makes a connection with him. And if it's his pastor, that you would cause his pastor to see him in a different light. And if not, that you would make the connection for him. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you also get him to go back to those journals, go back to that book, go back to that. I just see a black covered book journal that you wrote in, a manual of sorts that you have put down. I'm asking you, God, to get him to discover that again and to revisit what he's given up on and let him know that serving you and being ministerial is not an either-or proposition, that he can be both ministerial and entrepreneurial, and that you have, even going back to his father, decreed that his line be economically, monetarily blessed and useful, and that his priestly service to you would include financing your kingdom in a major way. So, God, I am kickstarting his destiny. I put this wheel in motion for him in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you that from this day forward, he's going to have clear dreams, clear visions, and clear path and direction. And I praise you right now, God. Now, Jesus, release it and confirm it and let it be so. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
God bless you. Now, God said to tell you, you need to go to school. So, you know, I don't know if we'll connect when I'm in Illinois, but hear this. You need to be prepared to get some education to do the thing God wants you to do.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
You as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Ashley.
Yes.
I'm ready for – did you hear that? I was able to get through. Was that good or what?
Yes, well, and I'd like to counsel about sitting down and evaluating his cycles in life and how many of us, I thought, let me take that for myself right there.
And you know that's so necessary. When we as astute, insightful believers begin to recognize that because God does patterns have cycles and all of those kinds of things, when we begin to explore our life, our history, our journey to this point, and look at it and say, you know, in this season, or these are the signs of that season, and this is the signs of that, we'll stop moving out of sync with God. And that's the thing that I wanted to share with him, that we will all get to a point that we say, you know, November is my so-and-so best season, or, and I'm using that not rigidly, theoretically. Guys, don't become, you know, crippled with a particular date or time, because that's not where God is. But our life runs in the courses in seasons and cycles. All of creation does. And we need to know our seed time, our harvest, our labor, and all of those kinds of things. I feel that that wisdom in Proverbs is something that the church needs to pull out of the closet, dust off, and let's start using it again. But there is a time and a season for every work and purpose under heaven. There is one, and every one of us has them. You know, they found out even though we all have the, you know, X amount of beats for our heart, we all have a different rhythm in life. And everything about us is unique. We need to know how God is moving in our lives in any particular season at any given point in time. So that I thought was interesting and very effective, because when we can do that, then we have a better handle on what we should do at any given point in time and what will work, and whether we are sowing or reaping, whether we are sacrificing or we are harvesting, we will know. So that was, I thought it was really good. Moving on, Ashley, do we have another call?
You do. Actually, your next caller, I just lost them. So we will go to Dee in D.C., and she's on the line today, Dr. Price, because she needs a job. So, Dee, welcome to the call, Price.
Hello.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I am doing good, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, are you kidding? I love doing this. You know, Dee, I love doing this, right?
I know you do. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the passion.
Oh, yes. I love doing it. You know, because I want God's people to win, and I want him to get the praise. Like, now I'm going to God in the spirit, and I'm going into that place where he has his resources, and I'm going into his sovereign resources, and we're calling forth and extracting out of his own database the job that he has for you. Because
Amen.
It gives God glory to do it. Now, God said, when I give you this job, you're going to give me the power.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He said, don't skip on my time. Because whatever you do, God's going to give you a job that's going to be a decent salary.
Amen. Amen.
So don't skip on my time, because I want you to know that you need to build up a nest egg in your heavenly bank account for your future. And so he said to tell you, job's not the issue. He said, but I'm going to bless you in something that's very significant, and it's going to be impressive to those people around you. He said, I don't care what your friends say. I don't care what family says. I need you to cut a covenant with me.
Amen.
He said, the second that you do your tithe, I want to tell you how to save up a nest egg. Now, I don't know why it's so important to you, but apparently you and God have had a discussion about your future and your later years. And God said,
yes,
I want to secure your future and your later years. And that starts with you being faithful in your tithe.
Amen.
And when you're faithful, he said, I'm going to show you where to invest, where to put this, where to buy, all of those kinds of things. But for you, it's important, because God said he wants to know that your later years and your golden years are full of joy and peace and provision.
Amen, because that's exactly what I want. Amen. That is so on point.
He said it, and so, you know, I really think that I'm going to pray for you. You're going to get a job. That is not a problem, because God, I'm telling you, you're going to get a job if he has to bump 10 people for you to get it, because you're going to, this is a test, though. This job is a real test for you.
Wow.
It's a real test for you. Now, we're on this call, and you know, I mean, we've got listeners from all over, but I can say between you and I, you know what God is talking about. And he needs you to be faithful to him in that which is least.
Well, I've been on a spiritual journey, you know, like all of us just raised in the church. And I've been in a spiritual journey. I relocate from one state to another, and I've been in this state, in D.C., for about 13 years, raised my boys. They're out of the house. So now it is my time to focus on me and do whatever God wants me to do. You know, it's been a while where it's like, okay, the kids, as a single mom. Now, one of them is back home, but I'm like, I need to focus on me.
Well, you're hearing your season correctly, because not only are you going to focus on you, God gave you that grace to raise your children and, you know, are they sons or daughters? I think it's sons.
I have two boys. The young one
two
is,
boys.
Well, that, a matter of fact, both of them are still back at home because they have lost their jobs too. And oldest one just started working a couple months ago, so like the two of us, you know, myself and my youngest one, we're still trying to find a job.
Well, you're gonna get a job, but I'm telling you, that's a setback spirit. And the Lord wants you to recognize that this thing goes deep in your family line. I don't know about your family as far as that. I guess if we sat down, we can explore it. But it seems that God does not want you to suffer as a senior citizen. And it's something about reaching back into your family to cut off something that has become a practice or a pattern. And so you're going to have to do your point. He's going to teach you how to prosper. Even at this juncture of your life, he's going to teach you how to prosper.
Amen.
And you're going to like it because this is not something he wants for you. And it's not something he wants for your sons, but it certainly is not for you. And it's wonderful when you do things. Here's what happens. I'm giving you now in a situation. You know, when you do something when you're young and it seems so insignificant, I just want to help out somebody. I just want to give somebody. You do it when you're young. And I mean, you don't have kids and you're free and whatever. And you did it for the Lord and you did it in the Lord. But God, because you did it, that thing banked in spirit for you. And God cut covenant for you.
Amen.
You know, I say to the young women, I got, you know, when you hear Ashley and all of the young women on my show, I got them when they were in college. This is why you're getting this admonishment. I got them when they were in college and they were young. They gave up their whole life for this work that God gave me to do. And he said, tell them neither them nor their children nor their children's children will ever want anything in my kingdom as long as they are on this earth because of their sacrifice for this vision that was important to me. And you did that for someone. I don't know who it was. I see like a poster and all of that, like a poster painting or something like that. But you did that for someone. And you pressed for someone that you didn't think was a big deal. You were just helping out. But God said because of that, now at this time in your life, he's calling that forward. And that's why he's telling you tithing for you is important. And consistency is important because you are not going to retire or end your years wondering how you're going to sleep in some sort of center or whatever. You don't. I will say this: you don't have to if you follow his program.
Amen. Amen.
So we pray for your job right now, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you now, Lord Jesus. I know you to go in that place where only your sovereignty is, where only your sovereignty reigns and prevails, and go in and get a job for this woman. And, God, I thank you for doing it because you put her through, because you've already decreed that you're going to do it. I thank you, Lord, that it's the job that she needs at the hour she needs, and, God, at the salary that you decree, not even the salary that man decrees, but the salary that you decree. And, God, I thank you that when she gets her income and she begins to settle out her finances. God, I thank you that she puts you first. I'm asking that you remind her that you're cutting a tithing covenant with her and that for her, God, it's unique, not because you don't want all of your sheep to tithe, but because for her it's a future inheritance. It's a harvest. And, God, I thank you that that harvest is not just for her, but it's for her sons and her grandchildren as well. So, God, I thank you for it. And while we're at it, God, let's put this other son to work as well out of your mercy and out of your grace. And we thank you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really needed that. Thank you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're gonna call me back and tell me about this job because it's going to be something that surprises you.
You know what? My girlfriend said to me, are you worried? And I said, no, I am just getting a little concerned. You know, when it's just you, it's just you. You know what I mean? There's not someone to say, okay, let me pay the mortgage for you. Let me do this. So I'm getting a little concerned because, you know, it's been almost 5 months. So
yeah,
it's
running
yeah.
out of stuff.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Exactly.
Well, we put you to work today, and I know that there are certain things that I do know are in the dispensation of my mantle, and this is one of those things for sure. So you're going to get a good job. It's going to pay. It's going to do well. Just remember your covenant.
I will. Thank you so much. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Ashley.
Yes.
You know, I have to call your name. They probably don't know why, but see, I know you're fielding calls at the same time that you're doing this. And so I always call your name, let you know I'm ready.
Oh, it's a part of our routine, and I wait for it.
Exactly. But so I'm ready for my next caller, and then after that, we'll take a little break.
Okay. Well, next on the line is Miles from Florida, and he is calling. He has a business that he's been working on, and it's just kind of frustrating him. He needs to know which direction he really needs to go. So, Miles, welcome to the Paula Price Show today.
Thank you.
Well, hello, Miles from Florida. How is the weather down there in the Sunshine State?
It's shining right now, but it rained all week.
Well, talk to me, Miles. What is it that I can pray about with you?
Well, I have this job I've been doing for several years, and the job, it started out fair, then it got great, then it just fell to pieces. It picked up and it fall back down. It's like a basketball, just keep going up and down. And it seemed to, every time it seemed to start to level off, it just some come in there and just destroy it. And I don't know whether to keep trying to rebuild it, or just let it alone and try something else. I don't know what to do anymore. I prayed about it, and I don't seem to have a clear feeling of what to do. I just get more and more confused daily.
Wow. Now, is this a job that has seasons of peaks and valleys?
Have some what?
That has a season of peaks and valleys?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that kind of job like construction and things like that?
No, it's a job. I tell you what, it's a group home. I'm working with kids.
Okay.
With disabilities and behaviors.
Now, is this your company or is it a job?
It's my company.
Okay, great. Good. I'm glad to hear that. First of all, I think that's admirable. Congratulations. I really commend you for that. Do you have partners, Miles?
No, I don't have partners, but I have some employees off and on. I have to let them go as the people decrease. I have to let them go, but I hate doing that too, but I have to.
I understand, because that's just heartbreaking when you have to do that. You know, we know what that does to people. Couple of things that I will say to you coming out the gate, and that is I'm going to pray for you to get some contracts and some connections, because you need to be connected to a larger pool. And so I'm going to pray for that. I'm going to pray that you get your record keeping and all of those things in order, so that when these people take a look, you're going to be in position to prove that you can do this job, you know, and that you can deliver. But I'm telling you, the reason that you have the fluctuation is because you're just not connected to a bigger pool. You need to find out who in your area or in your region is doing this and or anything like it, or who can benefit from it. For example, who's doing something that what you do can tag on to finish a process. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I do have that connection and stuff. And see, it seemed like a cutthroat. Different people have their own homes, and they don't communicate with each other. They almost like against each other. For example, we have meetings. We go to classes and something like that. People don't even speak to you. I figure I'm even with them, because they just have a group home and so do I. But they kind of like turn their nose up at you and think they're better than you are, and then the people above them, they got the little groups that they be in. If you're not part of those groups, I guess you're just out. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you a part of the associations?
No, they don't have one. They don't really want one. They said they're gonna get one once, but they never get the association. It's just that it's state ran, and the people come from the people at the state, and I have some difficulty with the people at the state. What happened back a couple of years ago, one kid got upset and went and told one lie, and after he told that, everything went straight downhill, and they realized, so it went for a couple of years, and they ended up in court, and we got to court, the judge threw it out because he said it didn't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had any success since then. It's been going down, down, down.
Yeah, well, you definitely came under attack. Are you connected to a local church, Miles?
Not really. I used to be, but I don't go that much now. I just go every once in a while.
Okay, because you realize and I want to just be honest with you, realize if you need Jesus to move, you need to treat him like he's important.
Yes, ma'am.
because he's a person. If you think he's powerful enough to overturn this, then that means he's powerful enough to be worthy of your devotion and your commitment to him. So that's the first thing I want to say to you, is that you need to cut a commitment with the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are you going to go to church? Where are you going to sow your seed? Because you need to sow some seed. Where are you going to sow your seed? Because Jesus, for you, apparently this is something that's in the root of your family tree. He needs you to treat him with a different kind of honor and respect.
That's right.
And he needs you to give him his due and his harvest. That means you want him to bless your business, you're going to have to sow off your business. Because if you don't sow off of it, you definitely going to, and I don't mean out of your business pocket, but I mean out of your personal economy that comes from that. You know, you want to sow off of that. You're going to have to do your tithes. You're going to have to do that with him. Or when you start coming to God, God's going to be like, wait a minute, now why are we talking? We haven't talked in 6 months or whatever. So, and this is going back in your family tree, because I'm looking at a mother and a grandmother. I'm looking way down the line in your family tree. Y'all, you kind of, you are a son of promise. You do know that. You are
a son of what?
A son of promise.
Promise? I've been told that, but that was something that was cut off somewhere, and then my mother passed about 30 years ago, and I was told by a cousin, and she laughed in my face and said, ha-ha, the secret was taken to the grave. I don't know.
But all of that is crazy. We're going to kill that. You know, we're not buying that. But
yes,
here's
ma'am.
What I want you to know. That
I know.
You are a son of promise, and because you're a son of promise, you have got performance obligations to the Spirit, to the Lord, as well as to your community. You have a heart of compassion. You're very ministerial, obviously. So the first thing I will tell you is that you and God need to make up somewhere, because the cutoff has to do with God. See, people cannot hurt you beyond God's covering. There is no sorcery against Jacob. When you belong to the Lord, I mean, stuff works because we let it work or it doesn't. So that's the first thing I want to tell you. You've got to find a church, Miles. You're going to have to find a church that you can deal with. I'm going to pray for you to get the church that's compatible with you, because you have a unique spiritual makeup. So I'm going to pray for you to get the church that's compatible with you. When you do, you're going to have to act like you belong in the kingdom. You are supposed to be a priest in God's kingdom. In other words, you're supposed to be a minister in his world and in his servant. Act like that. He's not asking you to give up your business, but he is telling you, treat me with the honor and respect and sow into my kingdom.
I pay tithes.
But you need to go to church, don't you? I didn't say either or.
Yes,
you got to show, because you need, here's why, you need a strong spiritual covering. When you're taking on troubled kids, you're taking on all of the spiritual stuff that comes with them, and you need a strong spiritual covering. In addition to just writing a check, you need a spiritual covering. I'm going to ask God to connect you with a church where you can be under strong spiritual covering, and a prayer team. You also need a prayer team. You know, you have to connect with folk who can pray and cover your work, because you are dealing with so many troubled people. When you're dealing with troubled lives, you're dealing with all of the spiritual forces that are fueling that trouble.
I understand that well.
Okay, so that
yes, ma'am.
Means that you need a stronger prayer force. You need a stronger spiritual force to deflect that, at the least deflect it, and at the most to prevent it. So you need that. That's why you need to be connected with the church. And I'll tell you something. A lot of times people are like, oh, it doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't matter in the sense of you're saying, well, okay, they won't even know if I'm there or not. But it matters in God, because God likens where we're members at, or churches we're connecting with as members. He looks at that whole institution as a body. So when your name is in there, you're like your hat is in the ring. If you may not be doing what they're doing, and they may not even know whether you come or don't come or whatever, but in God's mind, you belong to the so-and-so congregation. So every blessing, every coverage, every whatever that he has for the so-and-so congregation, you get that even by default.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's one of the reasons why you don't want to be unchurched and unconnected. Because people, you know, they tell you, oh, it doesn't matter if you don't go to church. Well, it may not matter to you on a tit-for-tat basis, but it does matter when God figures out where you belong. It's kind of like, you know, it may not matter to us that the president knows that we are citizens of the United States, but all of the benefits that are on the United States that are for us, then our hat's in the ring. We're just kind of throwing in that number, nameless, numberless, faceless, or maybe nameless and only number. But God wants you to recognize you are spiritually naked, and you're taking on a lot of spiritual forces that you cannot fight on your own. You're not giving the spiritual attention. You don't have, even if you were in the church, you had a bunch of friends that you all kind of got together and prayed with and all of that. You need that.
Yes, ma'am.
You need that. So that's what we want you to do. We want you to get to a place that at least your name is in there and your hat is in the ring so that God has a reason to get into your life.
Yes, ma'am.
All right? So that's what I'm praying for you, and then I'm going to pray the other things as well. Father, thank you for Miles. First of all, Lord, I thank you for his business, his heart, his compassion for people, and, Lord, helping them get done and helping people find their way. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you would grant him your favor according to his faith and his connections with you, that you would grant your favor for his business to begin to be covered with favor again. Lord, I'm asking that he makes the connections he needs and that you turn the hand of adversity and opposition that's been against him away from him. And God, that he meets your meeting his needs and keeping his business afloat. God, I thank you for doing it. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you find him a church, and then I'm asking that in that church you find him like-minded saints who share his perspective and his way of life in terms of worship, in terms of learning you, and also in terms of working in your kingdom, God. I'm asking that you find him like-minded folk that can be a part of a prayer force, a prayer team to defend this work and deflect the darkness that is constantly encroaching on his territories, God, and constantly eroding his profit and his progress. So I'm asking that you would do that in the awesome name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm thanking you that within 3 months, he's going to see a significant turnaround. I'm asking you to do it within 3 months. And, Lord, that he would call back and let us know you heard this prayer and granted this petition to the degree that he has followed this counsel. And I bless you, Father, in Jesus' name for doing it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you can call us back in 3 months because you're going to do that, but you want to find a church, you want to get that prayer thing going, because for you it's spiritual warfare, but you can't fight this thing if you're not empowered to do so or you don't have a powerful enough force around you to defend it.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay,
Brian. All right. All right. Wow, that was good counsel right there. Sometimes you just don't even know how to get unstuck, and you don't know why you are stuck. So just for a few announcements here, our annual Apostolic Summit is coming up in November 21st through the 23rd. You'll want to arrive on the 20th. We have some groups that are already secured their spots and, of course, the individuals. It is not too late. We encourage you to register for this year's Apostolic Summit. It is going to be amazing. People are coming. They are expecting. They are already pulling on us and pulling on you, Dr. Price. The worship is going to be going to yet again another dimension with some of the things that we have lined up in that area, the speakers and the groups that are coming. We have a nice return group coming from the Tulsa Prophetic Forum coming to the Apostolic Summit as well. This is for the entire body of Christ, fivefold ministers, fivefold members, apostolic Christians. If you just love Jesus and you want to know more about his kingdom, the Apostolic Summit is the place for you. If you are a leader and you need to plug in to the direction where God is going, or you support a leader and you want to know what is my apostle up to, what is God doing, all the way around, everybody benefits at the Apostolic Summit. So you can go to drpaulaprice.com to register for that as well. You can call our office. If you are registering a group, we do need to talk to you personally to get your name, and that number is 877-419-1299. And you can ask for Prophet Adia because she handles the event registration. And speaking of Prophet Adia, she also has some announcements.
Aha! All right. Good afternoon, Paula Price Show listeners. We want to let you know that all the Paula Price Show conversation is happening on the after show online at Dr. Price's Twitter. You can follow her there on Twitter at Dr. Paula Price. If you're going to post about the show, let everybody in on it by putting hashtag Paula Price After Show. We want to hear your thoughts. We're always going to be looking for our listeners to express what you've been getting from the show and your feedback. We're going to pick a listener of the week every week, but you got to come online and let us know your thoughts. So that's at Dr. Paula Price on Twitter, hashtag Paula Price After Show. And Prophet Ashley, for those of you who are planning to attend the Apostolic Summit this year, we want to let you know that Early Bird ends October 1st. So you do not want to delay. You want to go ahead and register this weekend. Early Bird registration is $99, and that ends October 1st. So don't be late. Register for the Apostolic Summit this weekend, and make sure to follow Dr. Price on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We'll see you guys for an awesome show next week as well. Back to you, Prophet Ashley.
I'm going to have to break down and get a Twitter account so I can talk about this Paula Price show all over the place. You see what's happening?
And you know what, Ashley? Then you will have really run the gambit of the social media, huh?
Help me, Lord. Like, that's all I need is another media outlet.
Oh, my gosh. I know. But isn't it wonderful? I love them. I think it's great that we all get a chance to connect with people that we otherwise would never meet in life. And we get a chance to share, especially in the Lord. I'm excited about that. Ashley, I have time for one more short call before we wrap it up for today. Because, again, I'm in the middle. I took a break, an hour-long break from my sessions to do my show because I cannot go a week without my Paula Price show listeners. They are important to me, and I thank God for them. So I want to do that, take another short call. But I want to say to those of you who have bought into it doesn't matter whether or not I'm involved with the church myth. You know, it's difficult in a world where people tell you anything goes your way to recognize that there are very imperceptible and subtle repercussions to a decision like that. As you heard me say to my beloved brother, whom I think God is getting ready to do an amazing thing in life, as you heard me say, you have to be connected somewhere. Jesus is over the congregations, and every congregation is literally in its own orb, in his body, in his being. And so he's the shepherd of the flock and all of that. So, yeah, Jesus can take care of you as an individual sheep on the road and on the side of the road. And of course, if you've got, you know, you try to find a home, he's going to take care of you. But God is a God of order, and he works with his system. His kingdom works with his systems. He has spirits that are assigned to congregations that even if you're in the military and you're still on a roll back home, that's those spirits still liking you into that congregation. So whatever blessings and harvest, protections, and guardianship and providences that God is bestowing on that congregation, you, by virtue of the fact that you've established a covenant with you, because God is a covenant God, and your covenant with God produces one thing, your covenant with the saints produces something else, and your covenant with the congregation releases something else. That's a real different kind of coverage. And so God is a God of covenant, and if you're in covenant with a congregation, even if you are overseas or whatever, that whatever he dispenses to that church, you get by default. Now think about this. God has the 70 elders. They're out there. He said, okay, we're going to come on. We're going to induct these 70 elders. And we're going to bring them, you know, into the system and whatever. So we call everybody because God's going to visit. Well, yeah, two hard-headed people. I just don't feel like going to church. I'm not going. I don't care what Moses says. But do you know that because of their covenant attachment with the whole, the blessing still came from them? And some of you all, you need to be where God's blessings are flowing, and you need to be registered in heaven as a part of that assembly, that congregation. That's what Hebrews 12 is telling us. So that even when you have a difficult time, it's kind of like Hagar and Ishmael. God, you know, God didn't even talk about Hagar, but he said, Ishmael, you belong to what I have a covenant with. So guess what? I know you're out here. You're away from the family. You're under a tree. You're all by yourself. You don't have any food, but I have a covenant there. And so you need to be where God cut covenant. And wherever that is, be known for, be registered there, and be a part of that. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing, you want to increase that, then you will forsake not the assembly of yourselves together with the saints, because that's where the blessing is. There he commanded the blessing. People, listen to me. You have to go where God commands the blessing. And it's not always in your living room in front of the television, and it's not always at your computer in front of the internet. Those are like stopgap measures. But as soon as you can get up and inconvenience yourself enough to go where God commands the blessing, a lot of you are going to see a change in your life, a change in your disposition. Okay, Ashley, I have time for, what, a four-minute something?
That's right. You have one more here. This is Tamika from Pennsylvania, and she has already taken her assessment, but she just has a question about something that the Lord has been sharing with her about this season coming up. Tamika, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Dr. Paula. How are you?
I am wonderful, Tamika. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I know you only have 4 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead on and get to my point. But I just want to let you know, since I've been listening, I have truly, truly, truly been blessed for these couple of been listening. And every Thursday and every Tuesday night, I'm home to get it on, and to have also been sharing this with my friends. So you have really, truly been a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I just wanted to, just to get clarity, my apostle always said, you know, it's nothing wrong with getting like a second or third opinion. But a couple of months ago, the Lord had put a word in my spirit, and he talked about the fall season. And the Lord said explicitly that during the fall season that some things are going to be falling away, and that it's a time to store up spiritually, naturally, emotionally, physically, because the winter time is going to be a rough time. And since I think he spoke that to me in July, and I've been really, really getting busy. And then now I've never forgotten that word, and it's really been pressed upon me. And then now that we're into this fall season, I have been really just trying, you know, although we're a couple of days into it, but to really, you know, hear and get direction, you know, really what is it that the Lord is doing in this season. And, you know, is it just a word for me, or is this a word that need to be shared? Because whatever that to be stored up is what's going to carry through the winter time, which is going to be a rough season. So I just really wanted to get some kind of clarity in what the Lord is doing and what he is speaking.
Well, the first thing I will tell you, Tamika, is that word is definitely broad enough to apply to a lot of people. And I think that it's sound counsel and sage advice. However, closer to home, God is letting you know, and has been telling you since July, in the mid of summer, you know, he's been telling you to take this warm weather, this freedom to move about, this freedom to go where you want, the lack of encumbrance of having to put heavy clothing on and all of that, to take that season and to begin to store up for a time when you're going to have to be still because of elements that are outside of your control. And so he's saying just because you have to be still and you have to be confined doesn't mean you have to be deprived. And so God is giving you a heads up saying, you know, there's a time coming in your season right now where you're going to have a winter where it's going to be too cold to work, it's going to be too uncomfortable because of the cold to move around and migrate too much. There's going to be a lot of people that you want to connect with are not going to want to come out of the house. And so especially in a heavy winter season. And so God is saying, even though this may be happening, what's happening externally, it cannot be stopped. He's giving you advance warning that you don't have to suffer through it, and that you don't have to lack. And I think that whatever your relationship is with the Lord, he so values you and he so honors you that he is telling you, you can't avoid the seasons you're entering, but you can prepare for them like Joseph did, prepare for them so that you can have as much abundance in that downtime as you had in that free time of the warmth of the summer. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you have a few more months. Fall means that, you know, the leaves are falling, but also the fruit is falling, ready to be harvested. So it's time for you to put on your little harvest hat and begin to harvest so that you can store and package for this season. And it's not, this is not just a calendar season for you, but obviously in this winter, you're going to be pregnant by the Spirit of God, and God says you're going to be gestating and incubating some things that he wants you to produce in the spring fall. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
God's been impregnating you for the last 2.5 years, and now you're getting ready to gestate so you can produce in the spring fall.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Well, they tell me I got 60 seconds, so I love you all. God, watch over this word to perform it with her. Bless her, God, and give her guidance on the things that she should gather and that she should store up, because only you know the day-by-day developments and events that await her. For everybody who's on my show today, thank you. God bless you. I'll be back next Thursday with a full 2-hour show. So listen, if I didn't get you today, don't worry about it. We will be connected next week. Until that time, God bless you. Have a great week. Amen.
Amen.
Support the Paula Price Show today. For as little as $15 per month, you can help us expand our reach across the globe, ministering to hundreds of listeners weekly. Show your support today by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com and clicking the support button. Make a one-time fee or sign up for a monthly subscription. That's www.drpaulaprice.com. Click support and enjoy Dr. Paula Price in your living room.